Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Forging the Path. I'm here with my buddy, Dr. Chad Rexical today, and we're gonna get into what men need to know about nutrition. And this will be a podcast, I mean, not just men, and this will be for everybody listening. There's gonna be a lot of great takeaways here. You always bring that like applicable knowledge. So I'm excited, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, how about this? It's come a long way since we were sitting here done, just with a little recorder right now. Yeah. Look at this. This is awesome.
I know. Thanks to those guys behind the camera there. Yeah, this is awesome. Shout out to the Rock Rose guys.
Yeah.
Chad, you were on, what is this, about a year ago? You were on?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys go into the archives of Forging the Path, you can see my first interview with Chad. But Chad's also my neighbor. I mean, our kids are friends. We're at each other's houses all the time. And he's my chiropractor. So this is a guy I've come to know, love, and trust. You've helped me significantly with some of my back issues. I have several slipped discs, just had back issues ever since working in the lumberyard when I was in my 20s, and you've helped me navigate that. So we're going to talk specifically about what men need to know about nutrition. But first, can you just give a little bit of an introduction, who you are, why this is an area that you're passionate about and an expert in?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It started probably halfway through my life at this point. We're over 40 now, right? So we got to take care of ourselves as early as possible. So
I don't feel that old, though. That's crazy that you say that.
That's the best thing, though. We should feel young. We should feel good, but we shouldn't be feeling 20 years older than we are, but most people are, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It started off a little early for me. It was just like, what can I do now at an earlier age to make sure I can take care of myself? Maybe it was more motivation to be able to continue to play hockey or play sports like sailing and stuff like that, because I'm a big proponent of that, being active. I just didn't want to be the guy sitting on the couch, popping pills, achy, just mad at the world. I wanted to live and see what God gave us, right? Just to explore this world. So that just led me to chiropractic, because chiropractic was more like, if you adjust the spine, your body heals better. Mm-hmm. Simple, right? Mm-hmm. So through that, I never had to go to a chiropractor because of pain. I just wanted to be more proactive, and led to a career. And my first week of school, I heard my mentor, who ended up being my mentor, I should say, and he was talking about cancer and autism and diabetes and heart disease and losing weight and all this stuff. I'm like, I want to learn from this guy. He's talking about big picture stuff. How can we, make America healthy again, right? Yeah. How can we, be healthy ourselves? How can we thrive in our community? How can we teach our kids to be healthy instead of waiting until they're sick and then doing something about it, right?
Not just prescriptions and vaccines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just a bunch of cover-ups. Yeah, for sure. So
This guy like inspired you.
Yeah.
And definitely. This was a path you chose. Huge. This was back in what, like 2006, five?
Oh boy, yeah. I started school in 06 now, so it's I'm coming up on my 20th year, I guess. So 18 years in now at this point, but a little bit of, research in my own health, just testing things out. I remember, and I played a little bit of D1 hockey in college. So like I wanted to be at my top performance. So I was living in the dorms, and I'm like, I'm going to eat cereal for breakfast because that's the healthy thing to do. And I felt horrible. Like, I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I have all this energy? I'm supposed to be like building muscle. And I'm like, well, cereal's healthy, right? And 2% milk and all this stuff, right? I think I would have like a big old turkey sub, at lunch or something like that, or chicken tenders, something like that for, dorm room.
Yeah, I mean, this is what every college student doing at the time.
Yeah, I was like, this is the healthy stuff, right? And it just, you could just feel the energy go down and just not the right stuff. So, mm-hmm. It's little tricks and trades, little things that I found along the way that I just tested out myself and figured out, okay, this is working, this isn't working. And then through being with my family, we've been able to see our kids thrive and be healthy and not have the common illnesses or conditions that a lot of the kids have now, because we just actually want to be healthy, right? Mm-hmm. And we work on our health rather than waiting until something happens and trying to cover it up.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, okay, tell me, what are your thoughts on the current state of our country's health?
Right. I've done a lot of workshops through my practices. And
How many people do you help every week?
Right.
Just in your office?
Yeah, right now we're seeing about 400 a week. And honestly, it sounds like a lot, but it's such a small percentage of people that we're actually helping, right? Mm. Like 400 people, how many people are in Milwaukee? Over a million, right?
Mm. Yeah. So like in the metro area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So 1.5, I think.
We're outside, so yeah, it's concerning for sure. So 400 a week, great, but we just did the calculation where if we had 70,000 more chiropractors, we could see everybody in America one time a month, right? But we needed 70,000 more chiropractors, and they have to see 1,200 patients a week, right? So it's just not feasible to help that many people, unfortunately. So everybody's got to take their own action and make sure they can, you know, help themselves too. God created us to heal and function properly, right? Yeah. But through the foods that we're eating, or sitting in a couch, or the stress levels, or the toxicity in our lives, our health and our cells' health is just declining like crazy. So in all my workshops, we all start off with the current state of health in America. And as always, you know, we take the most drugs, you know, we spend the most money, we've got the most doctors, we've got the most hospitals, you know, we take the most vaccines, we've got the most gyms, we've got the most fad books, you know, fad diet books, we've got all the stuff.
We've got all the resources.
We got all of it, but yet when it comes to quality of health compared to other first world countries in the world, we're actually ranked last.
Yeah.
Which is absurd.
Right? Have you ever seen
appalling.
Those... It is. It's heartbreaking. Have you ever seen those pictures of American beaches in like the 60s and 70s?
I want to go to those.
and then beaches now.
Oh, that's why I don't go to the beach.
I mean, it's sad. Yeah, it's sad. Everyone was so skinny just 50, 60, whatever that is, years
for
ago.
For sure.
It's
yeah,
wild.
Even the videos of like gym class and stuff like that, these guys were, you know, doing pull-ups and
oh, yeah,
you know,
what is that, La Sierra?
And, yeah, I'm not sure.
I think it was Kennedy's presidency. It was Southern California.
Okay.
I wish we had like a Jamie behind the scenes, like fact checking. But yeah, people should check that out.
Yeah.
In the 60s, Southern California, I think it was La Sierra,
sure.
Phi-Ed program.
Yeah.
These young men, just what was their daily
right.
phys ed class?
Yeah.
And how far short we've fallen now.
Yeah. I remember taking little health tests in gym class in grade school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, just simple things like how long can you hold on a pull-up bar, right?
Yeah.
Or how many pull-ups can you do, or push-ups, or can you run a mile, or can you run a lap, or whatever it is.
Right.
I forgot specifically what they tested, but like I remember I was one of like the only ones that could like finish it. Like I got the little ribbon that said Presidential Health.
President's Club.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
yeah.
remember that?
Like, yeah, I do.
And I don't
do.
Feel like many people actually received it. Like it was like one or two in each class were like, here you go. I'm like, well, why didn't everybody else get this too? Like, what's going on?
Well, but that's part of the reason I was a PE teacher for a few years, and my degree is in exercise science, is because I had a couple PE teachers that inspired me, and I'm like, what if PE got back to more of a fitness emphasis instead of this weird kind of, it was like the standard was it's a glorified recess.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's stupid. Yeah, hey, we're going to play some soccer. We're going to play some basketball. Like, well, most of the students right. don't like those sports.
Right.
I mean, that's great for the athletes, but yeah. what do you do for the regular kid just right. trying to get a little bit healthier? And so we've lost that push to be a healthy society.
Yeah.
So do you think there's forces behind that, that want us to be sick all the time because there's profit there?
It sure feels like it, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we can go down that rabbit hole. Why else would we have less resources towards being healthy, or why would there be less references to being healthy yeah. instead of we're being taught that our bodies are flawed genetically or whatnot, and that you can't help yourself, you have to take this drug or you have to get this vaccine, right?
Mm.
Cancer just runs in your family, so sorry, you just get cancer, right? Heart disease runs in your family, sorry, you get heart disease, right? It's not at all true, right?
Yeah.
So your body has the ability to heal cancer or prevent cancer. It has the ability to not build heart disease. Most people think, you know, they get diagnosed with heart disease or heart failure once they have a heart attack, mm-hmm. but it took 20, 30, 40 years for that to develop and build until you had that heart failure, right?
Yeah.
Even with cancer too, I mean, it's been shown, proven that cancer is fed by sugar, right? So cut the sugar out, stop feeding the cancer and starve the cancer so that you can thrive. Instead, we just cut poison and burn it out. And if we can survive that treatment, then maybe you can keep living.
Yeah, I'm going to be really honest with you guys. I don't know if I want you to consider this invitation or not. This is for The Forge. It's an exclusive, high-quality group of guys who are going to be pretty intense with each other. We're looking to take our game to a whole new level. And so I want to invite you, but I almost don't want to invite you. Do you know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking about things like foundations for biblical masculinity, four pillars of a man's heart, the making of a leader, the utopian flaw, professional development and accountability, and a whole bunch of other masterminds. This has a cost to it. So if you're interested, email adam@forgingthepath.org. But honestly, think long and hard about this one, because I'm not sure if everybody should be interested in this one, only if you're serious about taking your game to the next level.
Right. Well, yeah. There's more money in the prescriptions and in the chemo than in, well, let's change your diet and cut all sugar. Let's put you on a highly regulated fast from that type of stuff, but you can still eat.
Yeah, I hate to say that, but
sketchy stuff, man.
Years of hearing stories of people who were in that system, or just looking at the research or the stats or the skewed statistics that they're telling us, how they mimic or mock or, you know, skew the statistics to make it look like you can only do it this route. It's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Really scary. So but ultimately we're responsible for ourselves, right? I think it's in Corinthians, right? So our bodies are a temple, right?
Yeah.
Temple of the Holy Spirit. So we got to take care of this. We don't own this body, right?
Yeah.
I feel that like taking care of yourself is like, you know, basically the best like self-respect you can have, right? If you don't take care of yourself, like you don't respect yourself, you don't want to thrive, you don't want to live for God. So whatever you can do now just to take care of yourself is better. It's better to, you know, treat the cause than treating the symptom. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I love that about chiropractic first, because I've heard you say that to my daughter comes now too, and mm-hmm. me and Cadence come on a regular basis, but I've overheard you in you know, from the waiting room say this to everybody their first visit. Like, we believe mm-hmm. that the human body was created by and large to heal itself.
Right.
If given the proper, you know, care.
Yeah.
And I've been to 4 or 5 other chiropractors before you. They were all largely disappointing. No one talks like that. No one talks like that at my doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And I'm not slamming, you know, it's good to go get a physical and stuff and have a trusted, but that as a foundation, as an underlying principle for how you approach health, fitness, nutrition is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you think RFK is gonna make any changes in our country? Are you hopeful for him having some influence now, in a few weeks anyway?
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm so excited for him. He's such a beaut. Like, he's just such a beauty. Like, he came to one of our seminars years ago.
Really?
And just spoke, and he talked about the corruption that's involved and how he himself is taking the responsibility to go after these guys and sue them himself. And he's like, I'm taking action. Right.
Yeah.
He's, you know, American royalty, Kennedy, right. It's like mm-hmm. a royalty, and he knows their history. Right. But yet he's still standing up for what's right. So I'm super excited for what he does. Unfortunately, I know they're going to attack him like crazy, right? I know he's going to try to get rid of toxic chemicals in our food. Hopefully, he can get rid of the fluoride in our water. Hopefully, he can get rid of, like, you know, like, you have to take this medication or you have to take this vaccine, like, mandates. Like, hopefully, he gets rid of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, they're going to go after him. They're going to go after his character. They're going to go after, like, his credibility. They're going to say he's a quack, he's a conspiracy theory. They're going to attack him like crazy. But we need to rise up and be like, no, we believe him. We want this. We don't want these toxic chemicals in our foods. You know, we want our water pure. we know that our bodies can heal themselves, and we have to stop toxifying it, or else we do keep getting sick, right?
Yeah.
So if we're sick, then we go to the hospitals. We spend more money. Health insurance, like, it's just, it's a whole system that's rigged to keep us unhealthy. But if we, not end up in that situation, if we can take care of ourselves, that goes a long way. So yes, stock markets, are going to go down. People's 401ks, if they're invested into, certain pharmaceutical companies, are going to go down. And ultimately, that's what these companies have to do. They have to show profit for their stockholders and whatnot.
Right.
And some, I would say more times, people are more interested in money than they are actually healthy or the right way, right?
Yeah.
So I'm excited for what he can do. I know there's going to be a lot of fighting involved, but at least we're talking about it at the highest level now. I mean, 18, 20 years now, I've been, talking about how, our bodies can heal and can thrive. And, we would be in seminars with 300 of us talking about how we're the Spartans, we're the 300, we are the 300, and we're going to take this to the masses, and we're going to go up against Goliath. We're going to go up against, all the numbers against us. And we just got so inspired. We would work out in the mornings. We would eat healthy. We would fast. We would pray. We would just do all the things, get adjusted. We would do research, like everything, to figure out how our bodies can be healthy and how we can spread this knowledge to the rest of the community as quick as possible. And of course, lots of people have given us a lot of flack, of course, right? Like, just simple little tips I have people do, like, why don't you drink some more water? They're like, oh, I don't like water, right?
yeah.
It's just, it doesn't matter. Our bodies are designed to run on water, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, we've developed our own supplement line and stuff like that doesn't have any toxic chemicals in it, that's made super pure. We've, done, all those different certifications to prove, how good it is and stuff like that. And of course, there's cost to that and whatnot. But people will still, rather just, grab a $2 Walgreens vitamin D because it's cheaper and it's right there and it's convenient, but it's really just pure junk and synthetic junk.
Oh, read the ingredients.
Right.
Oh man, that stuff is a whole bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
Sugar and soy and this is a vitamin? This is a supplement? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you find good vitamins and supplements? Tips for listeners.
Yeah, for sure. We have Health Hut in our area. There's four of them. I've always sent people, there. You can also get some stuff online, things like that. But if you really have to know the company and the brand, and that's really why we end up developing our own line of supplements, is because, there's some really bad forms. There's some medium forms, but then there's also a whole nother level of bioavailability and supplements that wouldn't have the toxicity in it, that would actually do the work inside our bodies instead of just running right out of us, right?
Yeah.
So there's some really good marketing out there. There's a lot of ads on Facebook or whatnot. It's like, oh, here's this supplement, click in here, and then you get a ton of the different brands, stuff like that. You just have to do the research. The marketing could be there and you could really fall for it, but it might be a low-end supplement. And that's why we developed Davis Nutrition and 3D Immunity, just to have that extra level certification and purity involved in the supplement line. For example, like, a lot of supplements will be made in the same manufacturing plant that laundry detergent would be made from, right? So then they would make the laundry detergent in the vat or whatever. They would just kind of dump it out, rinse it out or something like that, and then they would make a supplement. So then the supplement would have trace amounts of the laundry detergent in there, but it was, a trace amount, so it didn't have to be put on the label, but you would still be eating that.
What?
Exactly, yeah. And that's just one example. And laundry detergent, okay. But
man, that's such BS.
I know. So we had to get the certification that just had to take it to a whole nother level. I mean, you can't find any trace amounts of anything in any supplements. So.
Let me just take a quick minute and give a huge shout out to our sponsors. Without them, the show is not possible. We've got five sponsors, local businesses in the Milwaukee area that support Forging the Path podcast, and I could not thank you enough. So a huge shout out to Matt Austin, Goosehead Insurance. Over 20 years of experience, Matt specializes in providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and Medicare insurance needs. As an independent agent, he offers a wide variety of policy options, and you need to check him out. It's tailored to fit any unique situation that you might have. His dedicated team will ensure that you have the best protection and at competitive rates. His number is 414-260-2202. Give him a call or a text. Secondly, I want to give a shout out to S2F Installations. For all of you managers, engineers, facilities, maintenance people out there, if you are in need of material handling equipment for your warehouse to better manage your warehouse, call my friend Ray at S2F Installation. He can help guide you in the right direction. Total company designed to serve people. His number is 262-470-6882. Phantom Creek Builders. Thank you, Phantom Creek Builders. If it's time to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, or your basement, all three, kitchen, bathroom, basement, if there's a transformation needed in any one of those areas, then you need to check out Phantom Creek Builders. They're based in the area, and they specialize in these things, and my dad is the owner. So show them some love. The best way to reach out to them, just go look them up online, phantomcreekbuilders.com. Another shout out to Michael Creed team at Luminate Home Loans. My wife and I work with Michael all the time. There's no one better. The Michael Creed team at Luminate Home Loans always goes above and beyond to take care of every one of their clients. They treat each transaction like it's the largest transaction of your life because that's what every homeowner deserves. So whether you're looking to buy or just maybe refinance, reach out to the Michael Creed team at Luminate Home Loans. To get the conversation started, you can call or text them at 262-696-9048. And then last, but certainly not least, Zastro Family Real Estate, powered by Realty Executives Integrity. If you're in need of a real estate advisor in Wisconsin, look no further than Zastro Family Real Estate. This is what me and my wife do. It's our day jobs. We love helping, advising, and guiding people through real estate, helping them reach their goals and build wealth in real estate. So call us, text us, or you can look us up online, Zastro Family Real Estate. The number to reach us is 262-725-2855. Also, all of these sponsors are listed on our website, forgingthepath.org. Go check them out. Show them some love. Now back to the show.
So tell us what would your advice be for people looking for good vitamins and supplements?
Yeah, obviously you can get supplements almost everywhere now. Like you got grocery stores and Walgreens and Walmart and whatever else out there. But unfortunately, that's really low-end stuff. It's really made for shelf life. So I'm really adamant about staying away from that stuff. If you were to go to a health food store like Health Hut we have around here, they've got better stuff for sure.
For Milwaukee area listeners,
right? Yeah, Health Huts. There's a couple other ones. I can't remember. There's some co-ops and stuff like that too in Milwaukee. But the next level could be a really good supplement online that you know of in with the brand, but you have to you really have to research that brand specifically to know that they're a good company and they're legit. There's four different certifications that you can get. A lot of brands only get one or two. We ended up building our own line of supplements because of the lack of quality.
Yeah.
So we got all four of the certifications.
I've seen that in the chiropractor clinic.
So Davis Nutrition and 3D Immunity. The 3D Immunity is an awesome drink you can drink through the winter. It's elderberry, zinc, vitamin C, there's some D in there, B12. It just helps you, keep those viruses out of the cell and just keeps you stronger throughout the winter. A supplement line too, we've got vitamin D and men's, women's multivitamin. We've got the omegas, we've got probiotics, like all these things that are super pure, no trace toxicity. So like for example, a lot of supplements will be made in a manufacturing plant that might make
laundry detergent too. So they'll make the laundry detergent, they'll like kind of spill it out and kind of rinse it out, and then they'll make the supplement. It's scary because a lot of some of that trace amount of from the laundry detergent will go into the supplement, and it's not on the label, right? But it's in the low end supplement, so
people don't even know.
Exactly,
you have trace amounts of laundry detergent in your vitamin or supplement.
Yeah, and specifically, a lot of laundry detergents are hormone disruptors, and you know, a lot of other toxicities in there too. And you can smell it on some of the people. I mean, it's just like it's overwhelming. You know, you know exactly what brands that they're using just because I feel the hormone disruptors all over me now.
I mean, is that why I've read so many articles, testosterone is like plummeting the last
estrogen
couple decades.
Way up. Yep, for
it's,
sure.
It's chemical stuff like this?
Oh,
is
yeah.
it diet, nutrition? Is it compilation?
It's
why?
In there sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's toxicity is like it's things that just, they end up in our bodies, a lot of like for men specifically, these things are taking our testosterone and it's actually converting it into estrogen, right? So then we have beer bellies as one instance of why you'd have, you know, excess estrogen in your system.
And why we're getting prescribed Viagra in our 30s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like,
right.
That is not a life for me, no thank you.
No. And specifically there, it shows that you do have a heart issue too, right? So it's again, you don't know until you have a symptom. So why wait until you have the symptom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody will ever tell me that a beer belly is healthy, right? Again, self-care, right? Just like take care of yourself. Like it's not the way you were designed. You know, the BMI scale and stuff like that. And I'll have it in my workshops and people will all, you know, like, oh, here's my height, here's my weight. It's like, oh, I'm obese, right?
And I'm obese.
Right, exactly.
For
yeah.
the BMI.
Exactly.
All the time.
Yeah. So it can be like an extra muscle thing. It could be too much fat thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the high end of the healthy range, which I don't feel like I should be in the health, like the high end. Like if I lose any more weight or anything,
You don't need to lose more weight.
Exactly. But a lot of people, I mean, they're almost appalled by themselves that they're in the obese category. But it should be a wake up call to just at least say, maybe I should pivot a little differently. Like maybe I should try something else.
So the BMI has some legitimacy to it.
It's decent. It's not perfect.
Okay.
It's not
but if perfect. You are higher on maybe like muscle mass, that it's,
yeah,
it's not a
if you're a short guy with a ton of muscle, it's not going to work. If
right.
you're you know a tall guy, you know a lot of fat. You know, it might kind of even out, but
gotcha.
But if your body type is, you know, moderate, then it should fit.
Okay.
But it should be a wake up call. It should be something that people are like, maybe I'm a little off. Maybe I shouldn't go through the drive through. Maybe I shouldn't have this cereal, this sugary drink, or you know whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
tell me one more time. You said Davis Nutrition.
And
the immunity
3D
drink.
3D Immunity.
3D. Can people just Google that?
I'll have to just maybe get you a link and put it on the bottom. I think it's daily defense drink.com is the 3D Immunity, and then DavisNutrition.com. And I've got some promo codes that get you a discount too. It's like either Dr. Chad 10 off or Dr. Chad 15 off. I can't remember. One of those.
or they can come to chiropractic first.
That too.
If they're within driving distance of Maguanago.
Yeah, for sure.
That's always a good step too.
And if you're not in the area, I get people, the chiropractors all over the country.
You have like a referral network?
Yeah, I've got friends all over the place. I went to chiropractic school in Florida, so a lot of people, you know, we all just scattered across the United States to help out as many people as possible, plus through networking and colleagues. I know people all over the place, so hopefully
nice.
I can get you a good chiropractor. Like you said, you've been to quite a few, and not all are great.
No.
But by you saying that, just to bring it back, the mentor that I had first week of school that just changed my mind, he read a story of a I forgot the guy's name specifically. He was in New York, and he was on the subway, and someone had like passed out, fallen into the subway tracks.
Oh yeah.
And all the people just watched this as this subway or train was coming down, and he was the only one that jumped down and basically rolled this person off the tracks. And they didn't get him up onto the platform, but he did roll them into like a little crevice, you know, on the side of the landing, and the train kind of, you know, whizzed by. Diabetic shock, or I forget what it was, why the person passed out. But afterwards, they talked to him, like, why did you jump down there? He's like, because nobody else would, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else had onlooker curiosity, he says. So everybody was watching something tragic happen. I took action, jumped down there, rolled this person off the track, saved this person's life. And so that's the same thing with this. It's like we're the only people telling people to go eat healthy and be healthy, and even living an example. Just like our focus is change and action, and we have to implement that into everybody else, right? So all the listeners, make better choices, right? Make healthy choices. That's a lot of things I tell people too. Drink more water, right? Make healthy choices. Maybe choose broccoli over, you know, the sugary cookie or the donut, you know what I mean? So just mm-hmm. little pivots go a long way.
Yeah, no joke. I see you got like a page of notes. Do you have any other practical tips that are on your mind, especially recently? You've been feeling like you've been telling people a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I tell people that my two guidelines for myself are no drive-throughs and no microwaves, right? So just with that mindset, it just changes how you look at food. So, okay, there's some studies on microwaves that show that it could decrease the quality of the nutrients in the food. Okay, there's in and outs of that, but also the microwave is kind of like a quick fix. It's like, I'm running, I'm hurrying, throw this in the microwave, heat it up, eat it, get out of here. Like, that's not healthy for us either. So we warm stuff up on the stove, we put stuff in the oven, I might even eat something cold, right? I have some soup at the office. I don't use the microwave. I just pour hot water into it and eat it that way. You know what I mean? Mm. Just like little things like that, just to slow down, eat your food, digest, you know, none of this rushing, stressed out, you know, mentality. Drive-through is the same thing. It's just rush, eat food, you know, in your car. There's all kinds of, fast food restaurants down 83 that I'm driving all the time, and the lines are wrapped around the building back to the road, and I cringe every time I drive past these things because I know what it's doing to them, right? Yeah. So just try not going through a drive-thru. Even if you go to the same place, go inside and sit down and eat and go a little slower, right? Mm. I'm not saying that food's good. For example, I have a 16-year-old Happy Meal still. Right, so 2008, so should be coming up. Yeah, so yeah, that's an old
in
old
your office.
Yeah, I've got two of them actually. I see it.
Yeah,
we got one that's 13 or 14 years old that's out, and I have another one that I had two from Florida from 2008. In February, turned another year old. It's older than my daughter, right? So
yeah,
there's no mold on it. It doesn't smell.
The flies
don't touch it. It's not food, and it's not just a Happy Meal. There's Big Macs. There's Subway subs. There's other things there too. So
yeah, it's just fast food. You know?
So now, no drive-thrus.
But McDonald's used to fry their fries in tallow, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Hopefully RFK Jr. is going to bring tallow back, too. I mean, that's what really hope.
What are the benefits of that? Because I'm a big fan of, I just like bone broth, mm-hmm. Cooking food in tallow or butter, mm-hmm. as opposed to any kind of oil. But sometimes we might use avocado oil sometimes, or coconut oil. Mm-hmm. Those are a little better, right?
Amazing stuff.
Okay, yeah. But not the seed oils, the vegetable, canola.
That's engine oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, because that was invented in industrial, like for factories, for gears to not burn out.
Exactly.
And then people thought, hey,
let's eat this.
Let's put this in our food. What
the heck? Yeah, there was a transition, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, where it's like we just got away from fat and we demonized meats and we just got into all this no fat, you know, basically sugary junk, right? Yeah. Like alternative sugary junk, which just we looked at the pictures of the kids in gym class back in the day. They were fit. Yeah. Now they're not fit, right? Something changed. So, yeah, was it canola oil, corn oil, like all the seed oils, safflower oil, like these things are high in omega-6s, which is very inflammatory. It's just pure toxic for our cells. Another thing that cancer thrives on, you know, sugar and omega-6s, inflammation. So, yeah, we have to pivot, right? It's disgusting. So with tallow and fats, like we're getting back in the fats again, hopefully. How old is RFK Jr.? He's got to be...
I'm his age, I want to look like him. I saw him doing push-ups and pull-ups on a video just last week.
For sure. I mean,
I think he's 70.
Is he 70?
Something like 60s, upper 60s, 70. Yeah,
I believe it. So, but he looks late 50s, early 60s, I would say.
Yeah, he's moving well.
But yeah, I've seen him do the pull-ups and stuff like that. It's insane. That's how everybody should be, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to learn. I want to obey him or have him as a director of health rather than anybody else, right?
For sure.
Like if I'm overweight, unhealthy, don't take advice from me, right? so
imagine that. And all the heads of these departments are not models of health and fitness.
No.
But they're telling us what prescriptions and vaccines and what physical education should look like in our schools. And you're like, I don't want to be like you. Why are you telling our country what to do?
Yeah. So there's a pivot back, I'm hoping. So high fats, you know, good fats. So the coconut oils, you know, lard, butter. We love butter. We go through so much butter in the house.
Butter's awesome.
I know.
Yeah. I've just done this in the last couple of years. Like a lot of, in the morning, it's like eggs. Just cooked in butter.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening, it's ground beef. Some people are like, oh, you're probably eating steak every day. No, that's expensive. I do love steak. But bison.
Yeah.
You know, free-range organic chicken breast, you know, stuff like that, all cooked in butter or tallow, something like that. Thoughts on a diet that looks a little bit more like that? And I'll throw some broccoli or carrots in there. Sweet potatoes. Yeah. I love the sweet potatoes. Berries. Oh, I love, like, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Perfect. Yeah.
If that, just that, what I mentioned there was 90% of my diet, I still have room to have a Christmas cookie. I'm not like this super, super strict guy. I do have a routine, but I've found I just feel better. My energy level throughout the day is way better.
Yep. Yeah, there's like an 80-20 rule kind of thing. Like if you do 80% good, 20%, whatever. I'll have my ice cream. I'll have... You know, a cookie once in a while, but...
Oh, a Culver's custard in the summer? Yeah. What, every day? No.
Yeah.
But like, okay, yeah.
That's the problem. People once are doing while, that every
for
day.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It is flipped the other way. It's 80% bad typically, or even 90% bad a lot of times, and 10%...
And then they'll diet for a couple of days and say, this is hard, I don't like this, and they go back.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, I wanted to invite you to a really special and powerful coaching opportunity. It's called the Band of Brothers. We did this now for the last 6 months, close group, about 9 guys, and we meet every Monday morning in a Zoom call. It's really powerful. We go through some curriculum. We pray together. We share accountability and goals and stuff like that. Iron sharpens iron, as Proverbs says. So if you need a band of brothers, if you're looking for a group of guys to help hold you accountable, to help you reach your goals, to pray over you and your family every week, reach out to me, adam@forgingthepath.org. Get rid of the isolation in your life. Get rid of the distraction. Commit to a band of brothers and see what God can do with something like that.
Yeah, so I'm excited. And again, with this pivot, 60s, 70s, 80s, this change, they really demonized meat. But meat is extremely healthy for us. We need a ton of B vitamins. There's tons of good fat in there. Mm-hmm. There's obviously the proteins and things like that that help build us up. But it's actually what we have done to the meat that actually did make it unhealthy. We took a ton of hormones and steroids to basically grow these things a lot faster, these cows. And so then you're eating all the pesticides and stuff that they've eaten from the fields and hormones, and you're getting that ingested. So, we're seeing, you know, young women, you know, get their periods way earlier, develop way earlier than they're supposed to. I mean, I've heard of little girls at 8 getting their period now and stuff like that. So it's just these hormones are like wrecking our bodies.
Yeah, and that and then that's happening to our young women, and then our younger men, like middle-aged men, aren't able to get erections in their 30s.
Exactly.
And like, so testosterone's like dying, and estrogen's going crazy.
Yeah.
And we're all messed up as a society. That doesn't even begin to get into some of like the mental and emotional health issues.
Yep.
And it's so much of it is nutrition related.
But just take this pill and you're fine.
Yeah, right. We just want the quick fix.
That's the mindset.
Because there's money behind that.
Right.
There's developers behind these things, and that's going to make them money, but it's going to continue to leave you sick and dependent on them.
Yeah, very sad.
What kinds of meat should guys be specifically, would you recommend for men, ages, let's just say like 20 to 60, what kind of, like, we need our protein, right?
Yep, for sure.
What do you recommend there?
Great opportunities to go right to the farmer these days and buy a quarter cow, half a cow, full cow if you really wanted to. Yeah. And there you can definitely get ones that weren't raised on hormones, weren't, you know, raised eating grass like it's supposed to, not just like grass finished kind of thing. They're eating grass the whole time, so this is much healthier. It's more of like a gamey, wild kind of meat. So yeah, like the venison, bison, like all that stuff, you know, elk. Where it's on the natural side. They lived their natural life, grew the proper way. Yeah. And you know, that's the meat that we have to do. So, like you said, meat gets expensive. I mean, the clean, organic, grass-fed meat that's at the grocery store, I mean, it can be $15 a pound pretty easily.
Sometimes.
So it hurts. But also, do you want to invest into your health or do you want to invest into your disease?
Yeah, right? I was going to say, you know what else is expensive?
Disease.
The number of prescriptions that people are taking on a weekly basis. Yeah. The average
person. Yeah, I don't know how people can afford any of these
things. That's expensive. You know what else is expensive? Like your health insurance. you can cut costs in these areas if you choose to invest in your nutrition and fitness. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping we're going to be talking about this a lot more, and everybody's going to be talking about this a lot more, and at least it's on the table now. Whether massive changes will happen next 4 or 8 years, but at least we're going to start moving the needle a little bit, at least, right?
Yeah.
But the more people that jump on board and make it a habit, we're gonna be healthy again, right?
Yeah.
I would love to be able to be, you know, retired, healthy, enjoying life, rather than I'm tired and overwhelmed and I ran out of money and I'm sick and I'm on these pills and I hate life and I hate the world, and like, that's no way to live, right? Mm-hmm. So it starts now.
Yeah. I feel pretty hopeful. More now than I have back when I was teaching health, PE and the school systems, and even, you know, 10 years ago, working a lot in youth ministry and seeing some health stuff. A lot of people tend to, I've found, and maybe have you seen this too, a lot of Christian guys seem to spiritualize, like, well, you know, like they almost say it like it's a bad, like you don't want to be too invested in your, like it's vain. Mm-hmm. They think it's some sort of vanity to go to the gym and you go, oh, you're just trying to get big muscles. Mm-hmm. And you know, Jesus doesn't care about that. I'm like, dude, like what you say all the time, like he gave you a body,
right?
You only get one,
right?
Like, he wants you to take care of it.
Right.
And I almost think when I talk to other guys who downplay it that much with like a Christian perspective, a churchy kind of language, I look at a man who it's like, judging by the way you take care of yourself, you don't think there's a battle coming, either spiritual or physical.
Right.
Judging by that gut, judging by the crap you stuff in your mouth. And I know this might sound really harsh, but that's kind of who I am. So, I just don't think that is, I look at King David and the warrior that he was. I look at Jesus and walking with his disciples. They walked everywhere. They ate fish, right? Yeah. They ate veggies. and like their diet was probably 10 times better than the average American today. Right. And they slept around campfires and lived a pretty rugged life. Paul on all of his missionary journeys. Like, you don't do that if you got a big gut.
Right.
You don't walk halfway around the Mediterranean world if you're super obese. So we tend to overlook that in a lot of churches, and I'm like, And then I look at our church potluck food. I'm like, donuts, cookies, everything's baked with sugar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we should be a shining example as people of faith,
right,
to the good food that God actually gave us in the world, and teach them how you can eat healthy. And by the way, it's also delicious, and you will feel better and mm-hmm. take care of this temple that he gave you.
Right.
Any thoughts? Because I know you're a man of faith, and we don't need to get into the weeds or anything, but I'm just seeing, do you share some of my discouragement that, like, man, Christian men and people in ministry should be a little bit louder about this. This is important. God cares about this stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, what comes to mind there is, I don't know the exact study, but I think it was just like within churches or some type of study happened where, like, our people of faith or people that regularly go to church, are they healthier than the rest of the population? And unfortunately, they found the opposite, right?
Yep.
They found them a little bit more, you know, overweight. They found them a little more inflamed, a little more on medications, right? But we go to church and we pray for health. We pray for this disease to go away. We pray for an answer to cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and mental illness, whatever it is. And then as soon as we leave the church, we just go take our pills and we sit on the couch, or we don't take care of ourselves, or we go through the drive-through, right? You know, so I'm a big proponent of taking care of yourself, obviously, just understanding that God created certain things for us to eat and to be, but if we're not moving, if we're not exercising, then, you know, we deteriorate. So I love that you said that they're always walking and they're fit, right? So they didn't need to eat 20 meals a day. They are pretty thin on food, you know, walking and moving around. But
probably mostly in some stage of ketosis.
You know? Exactly. Like,
burning a lot of calories, metabolism's feeling good.
Yeah, they're fat burners instead of just feeding on sugar for some energy.
Right.
Oh, so, man. I always found that, you know, taking care of yourself, you know, really exercising it fixes everything, right? If you're tired, work out. Now I'm energized, right?
Yeah, it's funny.
If I'm depressed, sad, work out. Oh, now I'm lively again. I'm happy again, mm-hmm. right? You know, just like all those little things. If you're angry, go work out, take it out, right? So just it levels out. Just you gotta move that body.
That's a great
takeaway. Cures everything.
yeah, it does. Just move, you know, just go work out and exercise.
Yep.
Bro, thank you. Let's wrap it up with this, though. Remind us again, where can people find you, some of the resources that you recommended? I know not everybody is within driving distance of Chiropractic First, which mm-hmm. if you are, gosh, you guys got to go, because you guys are so holistic. You don't just, oh, let me adjust you, crack, mm-hmm. crack. Okay, cool. See you next week. Yeah, that'll be whatever. You really talk about diet. You talk about exercise. You talk about posture. You talk about sleep. You get into people's lives and give advice. That's awesome. So that's why I'm so grateful for what you do. And you have this, you mentioned supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just, one more overview, where's a source people can go to? You can always reach out to me and I'll point you to Dr. Yeah. Chad, but if they want to go to you, website, for email, sure. stuff like that.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Chiropractic First McGuanago.
Yeah.
Orion 83. So chiropracticfirstmcguanago.com is our website. It's not this glamorous, beautiful website, but it's got our information and you can send it in the right direction. We've got dailydefensedrink.com. That's the immunity drink to keep you strong through the winter. We also have Davis Nutrition, which all the supplements, that's davisnutrition.com. I think the promo codes are Dr. Chad 10 off, Dr. Chad 15 off. I want to say that's the ones, but I'll get those ones for you for sure.
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook. Our office is on Facebook, Chiropractic First.
You have seminars even. You taught about all sorts of aspects related to health.
Yep, we try to do a workshop every single month, and we do record them all. So YouTube, go to YouTube. You can go to Chiropractic First McGuanago. That's our page. All of our workshops will be there, the most recent ones, and we will keep updating and bringing out more and more information as we have it. Those are the best resources for sure. And of course, this podcast, we'll play this in the office. So everybody wobbling right now will be listening.
Right on. That's awesome. Cool. Hey, thanks, bro.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate you.